Cheryl O'Brien of nearby Cornucopia says she's been interviewed by 5 TV stations and 11 radio stations.
And I don't even know how many newspaper interviews. I'm not even sure. It's crazy. It's actually, all the locals are just kind of laughing at us because they're like, oh my gosh, where is all this coming from?
Apostle Island's National Lakeshore Resources Manager Julie Van Stappen says the ice caves have been featured on CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, The Daily Beast, The Weather Channel, Reuters, USA Today, AP, The Wall Street Journal, Al Jazeera, NPR, and 7 Network Australia, to name a few.
Most of the people that I've dealt with have been pretty excited because it's a feel-good story, and they don't get the opportunity to do that so often. And it's a good excuse for reporters to get out and see the beautiful caves as well.
She says all this publicity may change year-round visitor numbers from its current 160,000 annually to new levels.
The local community certainly thinks it will. I guess we'll see, but I have a feeling we've been discovered.
As for O'Brien, it's been a wild ride.
My father-in-law saw me in Arizona, my brother saw me in North Carolina, and then yesterday morning I had a girlfriend call me from Madison and one from Milwaukee, and they both saw me on the morning news there.
But fame won't change the people of this village of 100.
Most everybody's really happy about it. You know, you have a few locals that want their town back, as they would say, but it's all good.
Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.